You're listening to the Digital Remodeler Podcast.
In each episode, we explore the latest trends, tools, and strategies for transforming your home remodeling business in the digital age. Join host Carl Willis, a seasoned home services digital marketing consultant, as he interviews industry experts, shares success stories, and provides actionable tips to help you stay ahead of the curve and build a successful and sustainable home remodeling business in today's ever-evolving market. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, this show is the ultimate guide to help you modernize your business and thrive in the digital world.
Let's talk about efficient project management. The success of your remodeling business is largely going to be dependent upon your ability to effectively manage projects. And so offering quality work within budget, on time, is critical in the minds of your customer. And so we're going to look at just some practical strategies that can help you be the best of the best in your marketplace. First of all is client communication and expectation management. Effective project management is always going to begin with clear expectations and ongoing communication with your customer. So if you establish a transparent two-way dialogue early on about project goals, timelines, budget constraints, and potential challenges, then you're going to be able to set realistic expectations. And really what creates bad blood between a consumer and a remodeling company is unmet expectations. So we want to make sure everybody's on the same page and the communication lines are clear. Give regular updates on the project. Be responsive to client inquiries. Those types of things are going to help improve the satisfaction level. And if there's any kind of misunderstanding or any challenge that needs to be dealt with, it's going to help you resolve that a lot quicker. So a couple of steps for you here. First of all, implement a client portal on your website. And by doing this, this is a place where your customers can track their progress. They can view schedules and they can communicate directly with project managers. The other thing that I think is critical here is that they have somebody's cell phone. They're not having to go through a switchboard. They're not having to leave a message somewhere. So whoever that point of contact is for the consumer, make sure they've got a good cell phone number that they can call so they feel like they're going to be responded to quickly. Now, the little side note on that is be careful. Some people will want to abuse that. So part of setting expectations is letting people know, here's when I return calls, here's when I'm available, those types of conversations. The next thing we want to talk about is detailed project planning and scheduling. And so a detailed project plan, including the work breakdown and timeline, is going to be critical. So utilize project management software to create a dynamic schedule that can be adjusted and modified as work progresses. And this is also going to help you quickly assess the bottlenecks and the allocation of resources that are necessary to clear those. So use software like Trello, Asana, or Monday.com to plan tasks, assign responsibilities, and then just monitor your deadlines. A good project management software is worth its weight in gold. And then, of course, we want to talk about budget management and cost control. So you've got to be looking at the financials on a regular basis, monitoring, updating project costs so you don't have overruns, implementing cost control measures when necessary. That may be things like the competitive sourcing of materials and efficient labor allocation. By doing so, you're going to help keep your projects within the financial boundaries that have been set for it. And so regularly review your project expenditures against the budget, and also adjust your procurement strategies to leverage bulk purchase discounts or early payment benefits. So timing is critical. Make sure that you're timing things well so you can get the best pricing and pass that on to the consumer. Then, of course, quality assurance. This is big. So we want to establish some type of quality assurance system to maintain high standards. You want to be known as the very best remodeler in your market. And so maintaining those high standards is going to be key to making that happen. So this would include regular inspections, adherence to codes, and continuous training for your team. That's going to help you not have to go back and redo things and make sure that you always deliver a quality finished product. And then, of course, we want to talk about risk management. Identify those potential risks early on. This could be labor shortages, supply chain issues, unforeseen structural issues. And then have some risk mitigation strategies in place, contingency plans that are going to allow you to be flexible. Make sure that you can get everything done as you need to get it done, but get it done in a proper manner. And so conduct a risk assessment at the beginning of each project and then review it regularly. So that you can adapt to any new challenges that are going to arise. Of course, you want to leverage technology for efficiency. So adopting the latest technology, whether that be project management software or construction tools, can really improve your efficiency. Remember, time is money. Digital tools facilitate better planning, communication, and execution on the job site. And so integrate cloud-based project management tools that are going to allow your team to collaborate real-time, and updates will get to people in real-time so that everybody's informed and everybody's moving in the same direction. Now, this next piece is one that sometimes we don't think about, but we really need to, and that is team leadership and development. So effective project management requires strong leadership to motivate people and to guide the team towards the goals of the project. So investing time in team development and training is going to help move you forward more than probably anything else we've discussed. And it's going to create a positive work culture, which will also improve productivity, and overall job satisfaction. So organize regular training sessions on new techniques, technologies, and then encourage team building activities to really strengthen the camaraderie of your team. So wrapping this up, efficient project management is going to be at the cornerstone of making a successful remodeling project happen start to finish. And so focus on clear communication, detailed planning, budget management, quality assurance, risk management, technology, and team leadership. And by doing so, what you can do is increase your efficiency and your overall customer satisfaction and your overall employee satisfaction. Just a few tips for you today. If we can help you with your business, be sure and schedule a strategy session with us.